Cool 95.7. Good time. But woohoo! It's a Motown Monday, and that's Junior Shotgun. Junior Walker, 8:39. More Motown all day today. More Supremes, more Temptations.
I guess the definitive word today is Mo.
Mo, absolutely. And speaking of Mo, the president was eating Mo of his...
pretzels.
Pretzels, one of his favorite snacks, and choked on it.
Choked, yeah.
Passed out, they say.
Yeah. Thank goodness he's okay. As a matter of fact, he's on his way here. Well, not right now, but
right.
He's going to arrive here, what, tonight, later this afternoon, and then be here tomorrow.
I wonder if there'll be a box of pretzels in the room.
I don't think so.
So we want to know this morning here on the Cool Wake Up Club about a food that you didn't think you would like. You tried it, and then you really enjoyed it. Give us a call, 260-9595. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. How are you?
Just fine.
Good, good.
I'm calling to wish my brother-in-laws, the twins, a happy birthday.
Okay.
Okay, well, you just did.
And you want to answer our morning question?
Yes.
Is there a food that you thought you didn't like, but once you tried it, you really enjoyed it?
Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese.
You didn't think you'd like Swiss cheese?
My dad, when I was a kid, my daddy used to, I used to see my daddy making taking his brown bread and putting ham on it and putting Swiss cheese and hot mustard on it.
That's good.
Brown mustard on it.
You didn't think you'd like a ham and Swiss cheese sandwich?
No.
With brown mustard?
Whoa. He said, well, if you don't like it, just eat the holes, you know?
Yeah, sure. The holes are the best part.
Absolutely.
But after a while, after I kept seeing him do this, I said, well, I got to try it. Uh-huh. And I tried the Swiss cheese, and I loved it.
Don't you think the holes are good?
Oh, the holes are delicious.
Okay.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
All right, bye.
You know how they make those Swiss cheese holes, huh?
No, how?
You take a slice of Swiss cheese.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
And you put it up to your mouth, and you go... make a little hole in it.
I see, yeah.
8:41, 19 before 9, here is Mike Weldon with the morning traffic presented by Nextel.
No.
Cool 95.7, good times and fun oldies. Drifters, this magic moment, 8:50, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Gonna be like this, what, most of the day?
Most of the day, at least until the early afternoon, and I think we might have seen the worst of the rain, but they're gonna be yucky for the most part today.
Have you heard about this planned film documentary on how the justice system took advantage of O.J. Simpson?
I just heard about it.
I can't even say it.
I just heard about it, yeah. I don't know who's picking up the tab or who the producer is. I imagine it may be more than just one person. Rehabilitate his image? Does this guy really think that he is capable of having his image rehabilitated?
What numbskull is putting the money up?
Yeah, I get the impression the more, you know, this guy obviously is not going to go away. And I don't think you can insult him. I don't think you can embarrass him. I think he's got alligator hide. And does he really think that his image is capable of being rehabilitated? That's what I'm wondering.
Who would watch this? They say they even went down to ground zero.
Yeah, this is the part that infuriated a lot of New Yorkers. He says he had the audacity to take part of it at ground zero. Movie will be done later this year. Put that down on my list of
things to watch, huh?
Yeah, right.
Thanks for taking Cool 95.7 on the ride to work this morning. Remember, when you get there, make sure Cool 95.7's on your radio at work so you can enjoy more good times and fun oldies. Cool 95.7.